But we do have Andre Johnson with us now, one of the best wide receivers of his generation. And he's here on behalf of Crown Royal and how to crown your game day. Andre, what does that mean, crowning your game day?
Crowning a game day means just being a Royal fan this season, staying safe, generously supporting your community, and drinking responsibly while rooting on for your team. That's how you crown your game day.
What is it about Crown Royal and that purple velvet bag? Like, I want to get the bottle. I don't even care what's in it. I mean, that's a great marketing gimmick, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I've been seeing that bag for a very long time.
It's like if I went to a party and somebody, you know, people would bring booze, whoever brought the purple bag, and then there'd be like, you know, three people bringing it, that always just stood out. It's almost like something like royalty, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, you are, of course, as I mentioned, one of the best wide receivers of your generation and finishing up with the Colts and the Titans. But most of us obviously remember you with the Texans. And they cleaned house this year and, you know, new coach and leadership. And the team seems to have responded mostly in the positive direction. The great thing about the Texans is that they have their franchise quarterback, which, as you know, is the hardest thing to find. So what does the future hold for Texans fans? Is this going to be a rebuild or is this going to be just a sort of reload?
Well, I think it depends on, you know, who you bring in as a head coach and as a general manager. I think that plays a big part in it because you may bring in a new head coach, a general manager who wants to rebuild. But I think with having your franchise quarterback in place, I think that you should reload, you know, try to, you know, put the right people around him and, you know, see what you can do. I think because if you go through a rebuilding phase, you're just wasting years of his career. I do think you have to, I think, you know, you'd be better off reloading.
You know, I wanted to ask you about the Canes, too, because your quarterback there was Ken Dorsey, who's from my neck of the woods out here near Oakland, California. But you were Miami High School, Miami University. I mean, you were about as hurricane as it gets. What was that like to run out there and put on that U helmet after all those years of watching Miami?
I always tell people you will never understand it unless you experience it. So I grew up a huge Hurricane fan. I used to say, you know, most people would be like, oh, I want to, you know, make it to the NFL. I was the one like, oh, I'm playing for the Miami Hurricanes. I wasn't even really thinking about NFL at the time. It was just a swagger. Just the way just the fun it looked like they were having, the way they were winning and things like that. And it was just something I wanted to be a part of. And man, those were some of the best years of my life, you know, playing football at the University of Miami.
When I look at your credentials as a pro, you are, to me, a lock for Canton. When it comes to the Hall of Fame, what does that mean to you when people talk about the Professional Football Hall of Fame and you being a member of it?
It means a lot. You know, it. You know, I when I started playing football, I never said I want to be a Hall of Famer. I never said, you know, I wanted to, I just said I wanted to be a good football player. You know, and I was just going to come in and work my butt off and try to do things the right way. Never thought I would be in the Ring of Honor. You know, and when those things happen, it just kind of puts things in perspective. And, you know, it just shows you that, you know, you went out and, you know, I was very productive as a player. And, you know, when and if Kent happens, I mean, I'm sure that would be a great day for me. Not only me, the Texans organization and the city of Houston. So, you know, when that time comes, if it happens, it happens, and we'll celebrate.
You think too, I mean, as I said, your numbers are mind-boggling, and, you know, you're up there with Jerry Rice. You have better numbers than some of the Hall of Famers right now. But, like, if you had played in New York or Chicago, when people say the greatest wide receivers of all time, I mean, Andre Johnson, a lock for the top 10. Is it possible, because you were on an expansion team, that I'm not saying playing in obscurity, but you just didn't get the proper type of love that maybe you should have had?
You know, I was actually told that by a former player. He actually told me that one day. I was actually out at a restaurant in Miami, and, you know, we were sitting down talking, and he told me, he was just like, you know, if you played in a Philly or New York or, you know, some of these other big markets, he was like you would, like, your name would just ring bells, like. And I was still playing at the time when he told me this. And, you know, but I never, I mean, I thought about it, but I never, like, really looked that deep into it. But I do think, you know, now when you're able to, like, just sit back and, you know, just really look over your career, I do think if I was in a bigger market, things would be a little different.
There he is, Andre Johnson, number 80, the all-pro wide receiver for Crown Royal. Crown your game day. Make sure to get water breaks in between drinks. Andre, thanks for your time, man, and let's talk football again someday.
All right, thank you.